Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We still haven't gotten around, by the way, to doing that special contest where you listeners send us your recording of the Paracast, however you wish to do it. And for those who we get to use on the show, we'll find some kind of award. That's it. Red Pill Junkie Miguel is here with Kurt Collins. We're getting more into UFOs now, and if we can't even think what the UFOs are, really are, what the source might be, what form they really take, Red Pill Junkie, how can we possibly ask for disclosure?
It's interesting, you know, I was recently talking with a friend of mine how, in a way, UFOs are like a dark matter, you know, you see physicists trying to study dark matter, but the fact is that they can't directly observe it or measure it. They can only measure the gravitational influence of dark matter in galaxies and whatnot. So maybe that is the approach that we should have with UFOs, you know, maybe not trying to measure them directly, because let's be honest, you know, this is a very fickle phenomenon, you know, the UFOs, they don't sit still, you know, they come and go, and they barely leave a trace. The traces they do leave are the effects they have on the persons who have observed it or maybe experienced it in a close encounter, you know. So maybe that is one approach that we should try to have, is seeing the effects that the close encounter experience have had on witnesses, maybe immediately after the event, maybe a week after the event, a year after the event, 10 years after the event, see how they have progressed, you know, see how maybe they change their religious or spiritual views after witnessing a UFO. Maybe they even manage to develop some kind of seeing ability, you know, or maybe they were healed by the UFO sighting, you know, like that famous Dr. X who was investigated by Jacques Vallée and Aimée Michel. So that's one thing that maybe we should look forward. But getting with disclosure, you are completely right, Gene. I mean, the problem I have with the disclosure movement is that they are so convinced about what they think the UFOs are, you know. So ET is coming to this planet using metal spaceships. And that is the kind of thing they are demanding from the government. So if they don't get that as an answer, they're going to cry cover up and say, no, this is, they are giving us disinformation. We want the truth. But what they are really saying is, we want the truth that we want to hear.
Well, this raises a bigger question here, is they are assuming what the answer must be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if all this other stuff applies, even if the government delivered the answer, it wouldn't be what they wanted or expected.
Yeah, I mean, if the government said, well, there is something that invades our airspace from time to time, and sometimes maybe, you know, let's entertain the possibility that sometimes the phenomenon kidnaps, you know, citizens from their bedrooms, you know, and we can do nothing about it, that is not something that people are going to accept, you know, that they think they are so certain that the government is actually, you know, in cahoots with the aliens, and they have made deals with them, you know, from the time of President Eisenhower and whatnot. You know, that is the mythology that has grown from the nuts and bolts ETH side of ufology, and I really don't see a way to get rid of it.
Well, this whole focus on supposed solid objects, that goes back to the 1950s. That was the original UFO theory. Mm-hmm. And it looks like nobody's learned anything, or at least most of the people who view UFOs in terms of popular culture and the big organizations investigating it might as well be living in 1952.
Yeah, I think that also people in the ancient aliens community, you know, they have these very B-movie-ish way to think about paleo contact between non-human entities and ancient man. You know, they obviously had to come in some kind of rockets, you know, using spacesuits like the ones that used by NASA astronauts. So what if they didn't require any of that? So maybe what if they just needed those ancient ancestors, you know, to just get into some kind of altered state of consciousness so they could have some kind of, you know, mind transmission?
Well, of course, we look at the other way of doing it in the movie and the TV series based on Stargate, where we have this huge device that attaches into a wormhole as connected at the other end in another galaxy or another star system by another similar device, and you simply walk through it, come out the other end a few seconds later, and you are elsewhere. Of course, it obviously makes for less wait time in reaching your destination, but it's a flick of an eye.
Mm-hmm. Or there's also this movie, a movie I really like, K-Pax, you know, with this, also, spoiler alert, you know, with this alien entity, Prot, you know, who also happens to look very much like a human. And then with...
And it happens to be Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, exactly. And then you learn that the reason he looks like a human is because it's actually... Maybe, you know, it leaves it open-ended, but it's like some kind of alien entity that has taken hold of a human host.
Well, we have another movie that did that, of course. I'm trying to remember, Jeff Bridges.
That's Starman.
Starman.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Well, no.
Jeff Bridges comes here, mm-hmm. and he takes over the body of this woman's dead husband, I guess.
No, I think in that movie she actually grows a clone of the dead husband.
Oh, right, you're correct.
A hair, yeah.
In the movie, he takes on a form that's identical to her dead husband,
mm-hmm.
but is grown. And maybe he retrieves that from her memories of him. And that causes a lot of freak out there.
Yeah.
And by the way, they actually tried to do a TV series of Starman, but only lasted one season. And
yeah.
the guy who played the Starman, rather than getting Jeff Bridges, who doesn't do TV shows, they got the guy who played a pilot in Airplane.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I can picture him.
We couldn't take him seriously as E.T. Let's move on with the questions. We're about to break in about a minute and a half, Kurt, so why don't you ask another question, and we'll have the answer on the other side.
Oh, well, this is a big one, so he'll need a moment to think about this. And the question is from Burnt State, and it's, who's your favorite UFO thinker, living or dead, and why? And we'll let you go beyond UFO, should you choose to do so.
Well, that's easy. You know, Jacques Vallée is like my number one UFO guy, you know, and also because his thinking goes beyond UFOs and starts to deal with synchronicities and information theory and all that.
Well, that's a good start. Let's have a start on this here. Let me tell you very briefly that if you want to hear the ad-free version of the show, it's very simple. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Check out our Paracast Plus premium package, hard to say five times fast, for a modest monthly, annual, or five-year subscription rate. You get the ad-free version of the show, higher quality audio, the After the Paracast podcast, and also a free copy of Stalking the Tricksters, a book that changed the discussions about UFOs and the paranormal from Christopher O'Brien. Chris is donating this book. He's giving up on royalties, giving you a free copy if you sign up for Paracast Plus for a year or 5 years. So think about that. Go to plus.theparacast.com. Once again, that's plus.theparacast.com. Well, we have Red Pill Junkie, who blogs in a number of places about all things paranormal. And before we let him go, he'll tell you where to find his work so you can check it out. Or just Google Red Pill Junkie. There's only one, I guess. I don't think anybody else would dare use that name. So there can only be one, like the Highlander. There can only be one Red Pill Junkie. We also have the one, the only Kurt Collins, who has studied a lot of key UFO cases like the Cash Landrum incident and was recently a member of this Roswell Slides research group and is continuing to do research on UFOs. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number two, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florida, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
A long question from Kurt Collins of Red Pill Junkie. You want to add to your answer?
Yeah, that was a pitiful reply. The man is a legend, and there's so much more to say.
You know, another person I really admire, you know, I've been a fan of his since I was, you know, a little kid, is the Spanish author and investigator Juan José Benítez, who I'm very sad that he is not as well known by the English-speaking UFO community as he should have. But right now I'm reading one of his latest books, which I'm finding very interesting, you know, all these accounts of people who have apparently contacted dead relatives, and not even, you know, like some kind of vision or hallucination, but actually, you know, people who came back from the dead in a physical body, you know, which is, you know, very, very interesting.
Can you just briefly tell our listeners more about this person? They never heard of him. Are his books available in English?
I really don't know. I think that maybe his Caballo de Troya, Trojan Horse book series may be available in English now, but I will have to check on and maybe, you know, get back to you on the Paracast forum. But no, I think that most of his bibliography is still only available in Spanish, sadly, you know.
I suggest you write a blog article on that and get the word out, and maybe the demand will rise. But, you know, if I seen the man's name, I didn't recognize it. So, yeah, I'd definitely be more interested in learning about his work. There are a lot of international researchers whose work has been ignored simply because of the language barrier. And, you know, we've got tools to deal with that now, so...
Yes, I think that Richard Dolan mentions him in his UFOs and the National Security State series. I think he's mentioned in both books, you know, because Juan José Benítez was very much involved in trying to disclose military UFO reports from the Spanish government, you know, the Spanish Air Force. So in that regard, you know, that was why Dolan had to mention.
Just to let you know, as we're doing the show, we're getting more and more questions from listeners.
Nice.
So there's some that you haven't even checked yet. In fact, when Kurt refreshes his browser, he'll see more.
Yeah, there's some hot off the presses. There was one that Bluto 392 had asked that it was about the investigating things, and you kind of answered that about the different approach and the fact that we needed to look at things, you know, instead of looking strictly for physical evidence, look, you know, for the effects that it had on people and things. So, but his other one was about. Well, it was beyond UFOs. He said, why does it seem likely the Earth is the center of so many different types of paranormal activity? And he mentions cryptozoology, ghosts, time ships, UFOs, psychic phenomena, and so on. And so I'm wondering if he's asking if you think that there's a common cause to that, or if it's just that we're a common audience.
Well, I think that he raises a very good point, that maybe the only common link between all these allegedly diverse phenomena is that they are all experienced by a human mind. So, you know, maybe human consciousness is the missing link in the paranormal that we have overlooked in our, you know, obsession with trying to gather objective physical evidence, you know. I think that right now in science, consciousness is considered the hardest problem to solve, you know. I'm really skeptical that scientists will be able to explain it away only as an epiphenomenon caused by the firing of our neurons, you know, inside our brains. So this is something that we should try to investigate further. We should try in order to do our best to shift the current materialistic paradigm in order to entertain the possibility that consciousness may be more fundamental to our reality than maybe, you know, energy and time space. You know, that maybe consciousness is the fundamental building block of the whole universe.
You know, I sometimes wonder here whether anything we see is real or whether we're all creating some sort of collective reality.
Well, in a way we are, you know, we are observing things, you know, from our very limited physical senses, you know, and we are creating our model of the world, you know, inside our heads, of how we think things really are, you know. But that is really an illusion, you know. We think that the grass is green, but that is only because the photons that are bounced back from the grass and are grabbed or perceived by the cones and rods inside our eyes, which are then transmitted and interpreted by our brain, you know, they give us, you know, the impression of greenness, but that is not really how a butterfly, which is capable of seeing an ultraviolet, that is not how a butterfly will see the grass, and which one is a more valid model of the world, you know, the human model of the grass, green grass, or the butterflies.
That's a lot to think about. Well, you know, a lot of things, just like our social constructs, are certainly, you know, it's just the fact that we agree with the ideas of the people around us. Now, I don't know if I can extend that to our, you know, our physical environment, and, you know, some people believe that it's all a big hologram, but yeah, definitely our social, our bodies and minds, in a way, are. They're like water poured into a container and take the shape, you know, and just think of the astronauts' bodies in space. You know, we're built to work in a certain environment and certain conditions, and you move that, and we don't always do so well.
Yeah, we are also constrained by all the social constructs we pretend that are so important, you know, like, for example, you know, military troops fighting and dying over lines drawn on a map, you know. I mean, the idea of the nation state is completely, you know, a fabrication of our society. You know, it's no realer than, I don't know, a cartoon, you know, and yet we take it so seriously. So, but also, you know, things like institutions like banks or something like that, you know, we impinged upon them so much validity over them, but they're really, you know, fabrications. You know, maybe if we come and decided to that, you know, banks no longer matter, you know, and I think that we are on the brink of doing just that, you know, now that with the rise of things like cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin and all that, you know, we are in the process of shifting our societal structure in ways that maybe our forefathers would not have been able to even imagine.
Let's do our break here. Red Pill Junkie, guest host Kurt Collins, Gene Steinberg, you're in
the Paracast.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
This is one of the most fascinating episodes of the Paracast ever. Now, we always get cutting-edge thinking when we put Red Pill Junkie in the virtual room. And we've got Kurt Collins, so how can we miss? We also have very smart questions from our listeners. And they've been pouring in, even though they know that we were immersed with the recording session. Kurt, you've got some more questions to move on to.
Well, we've got one here from a new poster using the name Gene Lionberg. And it's a big thought to pour into a little question, and I kind of wish that we had Stan Friedman answer this, but let's see if we can do this. First of all, his premise is, I would like to posit the lack of extraterrestrial virus pandemic as proof positive that alien craft has never visited the Earth. I'll let that sink in for a minute. You know, since we haven't all died off from alien virus, that means they haven't come. He says, in fact, if alien visitation was as rampant as some say, then either extraterrestrials are human visitors from the futures with the same virus as we have, or they are simply high, strange, Earth-based events caused by pan-dimensional subterranean Earth dwellers. I'd like to get your thoughts on this statement.
Well, let's entertain the possibility that ufonauts are time travelers from the future. They will still have different viruses and different response to our own viruses, you know. Let's remember what happened in my own country, Mexico, 500 years ago when the Spanish conquistadors came and, you know, the native population was completely unprepared for the type of viruses and bacteria that they were carrying with them, you know. They hadn't developed the proper natural defenses. So what happened, you know, in less than 10, 20 years, there was a complete and almost a complete die-off of the population. You know, I think there were like 20 million inhabitants in Mexico before the arrival of the Spaniards. By the end of the conquest, there were less than 2 million, you know. And they didn't die because the conquistadors, you know, killed them, you know, in warfare. They died because of the exposure to smallpox. So even if you had someone coming from as little as 50 years from the future, I think they will have a real problem fending off from the virus and bacteria that are running freely in our environment. You know, now we have mentioned so many sci-fi movies. You know, let's mention one of my favorite ones. You know, 12 Monkeys, in which you have what is the name of this actor?
Bruce Willis was in the original movie.
And Brad Pitt.
Yeah, and you have Bruce Willis, you know, injecting himself with all these kind of things before exposing himself to the surface world, which have been, you know, left by the humans that had to escape to the underworld because of this, like, pandemic that had been carried out, you know, less than 20 years ago. So I don't know if he's this Paracas posters, you know, speculation is that valid, you know. I think even if we were talking about time travelers, maybe if those time travelers were, I don't know, androids or, you know, machines with some kind of synthetic body, maybe that would, you know, solve the problem of exposing themselves to dangerous terrestrial microbes.
I guess the easy answer is they were all ancient aliens. They've been coming for so long. Now we're just immune to it. So that would be the easy solution there. But personally, I don't buy it. We had a question here from Silly Rabbit. That's kind of a bookend to the one we asked about your sort of your greatest influence. This one is more about newer things. What are some of the best paranormal alternative books and films, or anything else released in the past 5 years? Selections that offer new insights or demonstrate that someone somewhere is trying to move the field forward.
That's a good question. In terms of film, I think that the documentary Mirage Man is really excellent, and you know, should be seen by everyone interested in this topic. You know, and of course Mark Pilkington, our friend Greg Bishop, appear. Yeah, so Mark Pilkington's Mirage Man, you know, his documentary is really excellent. From that, you know, I will go to Greg Bishop's Project Beta. Also, you know, I mean, any book written by Nick Redfern, you know, and there you will have, you know, I think you will spend years trying to catch up with Nick. I think he's the most prolific writer in this field ever. You know, I think that by the time this recording is over, he might have finished another book. So from Nick, I think Final Events is one of my favorites. You know, it's also very interesting because, you know, it discusses the idea that groups within the U.S. government have moved away from the ETH and entertained fringier explanations for the UFO phenomenon, you know. So that's why that particular book stands out. And well, there's also Max Tony's The Cryptoterrestrial. You know, it's very short. Unfortunately, I think that Mac left the manuscript unfinished, but nevertheless, I think that it should be picked out by people interested in the topic. You know, because he was very, very eloquent. He was very capable of expressing very, very complex ideas, you know, very succinctly, very clearly. And, you know, the cryptoterrestrial is really as a thought experiment, because I don't think that Mac was really, you know, that invested in thinking that the UFO were, you know, cryptoterrestrial living in the caverns of our planet. But as a thought experiment, it's still very very, very provoking, and it's really one of the best books that have surfaced in the last, I don't know, 10 years. And there's a book, one book that I'm really looking forward to. Let me also mention another one. Joshua Cutchins, A Trojan Fist. I don't know if you guys have heard of it or even read it by now.
No.
What's the name of the book again?
A Trojan Fist.
Oh, I have heard of that.
Yeah, and Joshua will be an excellent guest in the podcast.
We'll compare notes later.
Okay. Well, that's one book that has already been published, but a book that is about to be published is Mike Cleland's book about his research into owls and how owls somehow are linked with the UFO and alien encounter. You know, that's one book that I'm really, really looking forward to reading in the future. Hopefully not too long in the future. You know, hopefully Mike will be able to finish the manuscript this year.
Mike did send me some messages on Facebook asking me a few questions. So maybe in some very minuscule way, I'm helping him in his research. I hope I am. But we're looking forward to it. I did read something about the cover being available already. So we're really looking forward to that book. There is a lot of fascinating work there. If you go beyond the core UFOs or spaceships, we want disclosure, that kind of stuff, and you try to take things to the next level, you're going to find out that there's a lot of interesting work being done in this field. This is an example, this episode with Red Pill Junkie and Kurt Collins. But guess what? We have another segment and more questions from listeners. Please do not forget to check out the premium version of our show at plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. With Gene and guest co-host Kurt Collins, you're in
The Paracast.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Chris O'Brien is off this week, had an emergency to attend to. He'll tell you about it later. We have Kurt Collins as our guest co-host. He was recently with the Roswell Slides Research Group. He's studied the Cash Landrum case. He's done a lot of really interesting UFO research. And also, JimMosley.com. We didn't mention that in a while. What's happening with that?
Well, we're hoping to get some more submissions and photos. You know, some people like Rick Hilberg, who were around with him with the conventions in the old days, has supplied an article or two and some photos. So we're hoping for some more great historical material like that. You know, if anyone corresponded with them and has an article or you know, some letters or something like that they'd like to share, we've got, you know, some really good material up there. You know, Jim was, he was on the very first Paracast show, and in fact, I got to know him from being on the show. You know, so, you know, I thank you, Gene, for having him on as often as you did. You know, it was a treasure and a gift to ufology.
Well, he was one of my best friends ever. We spent a lot of time talking over the years, and it was really sad to know that his time was short, but we did get him on the show like a few months before he died, so we had that added advantage. So it's JimMosley.com, and it's something that I set up on our web server, as a matter of fact, and then Kurt agreed to manage it and do all the heavy lifting, and it's coming together really well. And you'll learn about one of the most incredible people in the UFO field. Speaking of incredible people, we also have Red Pill Junkie with us. And this is our final segment with him, at least this time. Do we have any more questions left?
There are a few. You know, there was kind of another part to one we were just on, and that was about, we should really kind of talk about, you know, some of the people with blogs and things like that, you know, some, because not all the thinking is being published or put into film. So, Miguel, did you have anyone else that you thought was doing interesting or inspiring work?
Yes, thank you, Kurt, because I was hating myself for forgetting my cosmic compadre, Micah Hanks, you know, with his most excellent Grailian report blog and also radio show. And also, I really like Micah's books, particularly his first one, Magic Mysticism and the Molecule. And also, we should mention Robbie Graham, you know, who is about to publish his book, Silver Screen Saucers, which I think is going to be really, really interesting because he's going to explore how cinema has been in a very interesting cross-pollination with the UFO phenomenon, you know, how the UFO phenomenon seems to have influenced the Hollywood view of UFOs instead of what the skeptics think, that the Hollywood movies are the way in which people, you know, interpret, you know, the phenomenon.
Like Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yeah, exactly.
Or even Day the Earth Stood Still. That influenced the contactees going the other direction.
Yeah, and it seemed that the CIA had something to do with the production of that particular movie.
The original Day the Earth Stood Still, the CIA has something to do with that?
Yeah, I think you might have to have Robbie to explain it, but it seems that some of the people writing the script, you know, were involved with the CIA, and that's why, for example, they wanted to give it a level of authenticity in the first part of the movie. You know, when you see all the newsreel, you know, the showing the landing of the saucer, you know, and then they show, you know, maybe people speaking in English and then maybe speaking in Spanish, you know. And that, I think that was something that was suggested by someone who had close ties with the CIA.
Well, that's a very common thing, by the way, having E.T. send a message, and the message is presented in the indigenous language. Earth versus the Flying Saucers did that, where he's communicating the alien people of Earth attention, and you hear it in different languages. Or, for example, even more recently, 2013, the movie Man of Steel, the Superman reboot, General Zod comes to Earth, and he sends a warning to Earth people in all the languages, asking for them to stop harboring the alien Kal-El, which, of course, is Superman's birth name.
You know what that reminded me of that famous Brilon interruption of that British news service, you know, Brilon from the Ashtar command, and that how there was this static and then the message from this alleged alien entity. I think that maybe the people in behind the production of Man of Steel got inspiration from that.
Well, a lot of them use real books or pop culture to try to influence these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something that you know, Miguel was talking about Robbie's work and his blog, and I think this will be going in his books. It's interesting how the UFO ideas go into the films, and then the films, it's sort of a cycle. You know, it influences mm-hmm. people. It certainly influences our understanding of perception. I think that's the movies, I think, are so much why the 50s notion of the metal ships with little spacemen is unshakable in the public consciousness. If Jacques Vallée had gotten there first, we might have had a different notion and understanding.
Well, of course, it was different in the movie Contact, as I mentioned earlier.
That's in the minority. So often it's you know, the interdimensional notion has been very underrepresented in film. Of course, some people just don't think, associate that with UFOs at all. I guess they consider that more paranormal.
Well, you know, the thing is here that we want to look at E.T. as something resembling us mostly, maybe having horns in their head or ridges on their head or something like that, or maybe looking like Klingons, or maybe looking like Romulans. In other words, close enough, the ears are different. The face is elongated or squared, but they're still human, positing that if there's other life in the universe, advanced life, most of the time it will be humanoid, the height of egotistical behavior. Except, of course, in Star Trek, they did encounter beings who were thought beings, beings who looked totally different, beings who looked like us because we couldn't accept their real appearance.
Yeah. Oh, we have a very good mind-bending question here, which takes us kind of back to some of the things we were talking about earlier. This is from Bluto 392.
And by the way, it has to be a short answer because we're almost out of time. But let's go with it.
Oh no. Okay. Well, let me see here if we have something that's more digestible. This one is a good one too. Miguel, What is it that causes you to continue to be passionate and imaginative about the phenomenon?
Keep the question to about the 30-second answer, okay, Miguel?
I don't know. It's like in the movie The Matrix, you know, that splinter in your mind driving you mad. You know, there's something that moves people that we are in the skill to move forward or keep asking the question. You know, maybe there is like something Mike says, you know, a sense of purpose, that maybe we are being driven by an outside force. I don't know.
What an answer. Kirk Collins, where can our listeners check out more of your work?
BlueGloryLines.com and JimMosley.com.
Red Pill Junkie, are there watering holes to check out your stuff?
Yes, in the Daily Grail, you know, DailyGrail.com, MysteriousUniverse.org, also on the Intrepid Magazine blog. I'm a semi-regular guest in Primerica. And also in the middle of creating my own site, you know, but this, as soon as I have something that I can show you guys, I will keep you posted.
You can find us on Twitter. Just look for the Paracast. Look for the Paracast on Twitter. Check out 2 Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. And I don't care which one you visit. Go to both. We're happy to see it. Also check out the Paracast Plus, our premium subscription service. We offer the version of this show with a higher quality audio free of the network ads. We also offer After the Paracast, which is an exclusive podcast only available to Paracast Plus members. We also give you a free copy of Chris O'Brien's Stalking the Tricksters if you subscribe for 1 year or 5 years, and the fees are not that high. I think it's worth it. A lot less than the price of a Starbucks coffee every single month. Go to plus.theparacast.com. Once again, plus.theparacast.com. We want you to check it out. We want you to join the service. Our guest co-host this week was Kurt Collins. Chris O'Brien was off on an emergency, and we'll be back next week. Red Pill Junkie, thanks again for joining us on the Paracast.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves.
Dallas with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.